Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Cubs are a very frustrating team. And it was really frustrating to watch this series where they win the first game. And then, did you happen to see the Milwaukee Brewers social media? You should go take a look at that, man. They were taunting the Cubs like crazy.
Well, that seems to be the thing with social media and these accounts for these teams these days, is that they seem to take advantage of every opportunity to kind of... cast aspersions and be insulting. They walk a very fine line. I did not see that last night, though.
Oh.
I was busy watching the White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, once that game got to like 4-2, you knew they weren't coming back, so what was the point?
There's very little point in watching the White Sox. So the Brewers Twitter feed, at Brewers, thanks for the hospitality, Chicago. And they have series winning. Wow.
You just have one after the other. I mean, yeah. It's pretty wild.
Well, the Brewers dominated the Cubs this year. The Cubs won't see the Brewers again the rest of the season, which is weird, but right now, nice, because you don't have to see the Brewers again. Craig Counsell leaving Milwaukee. Man, you didn't think that this was going to be the case on July 25th, where he lost, what were they, 11-5 against the Cubs this year? That's bad, but it makes it worse that the Cubs got the Brewers manager and they still were dominated in the season series.
The Cubs got the Brewers manager. The Brewers traded a couple pitchers. Like, there's so many things that happened that didn't matter in that series. It's almost beyond comprehension.
It's bad. Really bad the rest of the way. You know, the trade deadline 5 days away. I only hope, we'll talk to Carter Hawkins at 8:25. I'm not quite sure how much he can reveal in terms of their change or different intentions and what Jed Hoyer said the other day, but I hope they don't unload so many people or even several people that will make it harder for them to win in 2025 or make their offseason more challenging. Their offseason basically starts today.
I thought it was real awkward and strange to hear Justin Steele asked if that's his last start with the Cubs. Because that's not appropriate to what the Cubs need to get done.
I don't understand that.
That doesn't make an ounce of sense to me.
It makes no sense.
Because he is a guy that will be in their win window, right? Let's listen to this.
Are you surprised at all to see your own name mentioned in speculation?
I really don't pay too much attention to that. I had a good line the other day. I was like, the only GMing I do is over a few fantasy football teams, and that's all I really do.
Yeah.
Well, I think that question from Sully would be appropriate, because if you are surprised or not to see your name speculated as being a somebody that's going to get traded, because it implies that he should be surprised, and I would be surprised.
Yes, he should be surprised.
But I don't think that, to take that a step further, I'm not sure if anybody did, but his last start at Wrigley Field, that's ridiculous to consider.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so I think Sully asked the right question, and Justin Steele gave us a good answer.
Is that on the table? I mean, is that, honestly, David, is that on the table?
No.
Because you're being asked about it. It's just
I don't think it's on the table because he's being asked about it.
But Tyon is on the table because it's a money dump.
Well, Tyon is on the table because
a different circumstance.
Different circumstances. He's not the ace. He's got two more years, and he's a guy that is at a different stage of his career. The Yankees, they're a team that he used to play for, and the Red Sox with Craig Breslow. And Craig Breslow was one of the guys instrumental in bringing Jameson Taillon to Chicago. Sure. He's the general manager of the Red Sox. I understand that speculation, but I don't understand the Justin Steele, any Justin Steele speculation. He's your ace, he's affordable, and he's not going anywhere.
Mm.
He's not going to go anywhere. That would be reason for just – we talked yesterday about Taillon creating a response. If you get rid of Justin Steele, what are you doing?
Well, that's a different level of that doesn't make sense to me, to be honest with you.
It's a different level of foolishness.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And there are categories for foolishness. That would be the worst type. Yeah, you're not trading Justin Steele. Now, Hector Neris, anybody want him, please?
Boy, I got to tell you, that became a topic of discussion on the Fly the W670 podcast. I spun the question that we asked yesterday about the relievers, mm-hmm. right? Which reliever would you be most likely to want, and which one would you not want at all? We all had a different answer to that question, and I don't know how you could want Hector Neris after yesterday. Now, I don't know why in the world you would pitch to Willie Contreras in that moment. I would have walked him at that point, because if he puts the ball in play, they're going to score a run. They've got their speedster on base. Just walk the guy.
I thought about that too.
Just walk the guy. And I just don't. There's so much I don't understand about Craig Counsell's use of that bullpen. I mean, when did Miller become like the go-to guy? He has pitched in 23 of 25 games. He's 23 of the last 25 he's made an appearance for the Cubs.
If Hector Neris gets to 60 appearances, his contract, his player option for next year kicks in automatically, which means you would owe him another $9 million.
He's got 21.
Heart attack, Hector!
21 more.
He's got 21 open to him.
Yeah, 21 more.
How many games are left? I'm just saying.
There's no way if you're the Cubs.
If he stays, he's not going to 21.
My point is, if you're trading for him, you know you only get 21 more bites. You get him for 21 games, mm-hmm. is my point. Like, not only do you have to pay the guy, and not only are you looking at how to use him in terms of what you can do and winning in the right now, but you're limited in how much you can use.
Well, that could limit team's interest, so could his ineffectiveness.
Well, I understand, but my point is simply, you would only, not only are you limited in whether or not he's effective, but the fact that you could only use a reliever 21 times before the end of the year is kind of debilitating.
Teams that talk to the Cubs about relief pitching likely will start with Mark Leiter Jr.
Sure.
Over Neris. Even though Neris has some
he's been around.
Experience, and some people may want to look at that. But I think the contractual realities and his ineffectiveness, you just don't know what you're getting.
He's just been so ineffective this year. I mean, just...
You can't count on him.
I mean, David, you basically, 3 minutes ago, said the Cubs season is over. And Neris had the ball in his hand to try to hold the game and hold the season intact, and couldn't deliver.
I'm not exaggerating, though.
Well, I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying... I mean, my point is that Neris had the ball in his hand with the season on the line. And I don't think Craig Counsell helped him very much. I would have walked Contreras there, but he couldn't get the job done. So I don't know why you would run to the Cubs. I mean, the only reason the Cubs are going to dump these guys, or be able to dump these guys, is because they're not going to demand what other teams are going to demand.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!